This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Old Roy, hello. I have a topic that I want to bring to you that I brought to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Oh.
Now, assuming you didn't hear that topic, I want to know your opinion, and then I'll let you know what that room said about this.
Okay.
Going into 2024... we have two major candidates. We have one minor candidate. Actually, I guess we have a few minor candidates, but RFK Jr. is a player in this race. Cornel West and Jill Stein are also Rans, but they could pull a percentage away or so. So in that sense, they're players. But overall, we've got two candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You may have heard of them.
I think I've read a little bit, yeah.
I have a hypothesis going into this election. And I read a lot of polls. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot of numbers. I love doing that stuff. I don't know why. I just do. But this has nothing to do with the numbers. This is all gut instinct feel stuff.
Okay.
Which is why it's like, okay, tell me what you think about this. Because nobody can prove it or disprove it. It's just tell me what you think. Going into 2024, usually between the Democrat and the Republican, because the media is good at this and like Hollywood and late night shows and, you know, the cool factor benefits Democrats. This election may be the first time in my lifetime that I can remember that there is a clear and distinct cool advantage for Republicans. Tell me whether you agree with that or disagree.
I agree. It's an interesting dynamic because I think a lot of younger people just aren't buying the anti-Trump stuff anymore.
Okay.
I mean, at first it was like, yeah, I saw this on TikTok or something, or they were, you know,
in 2016.
Right. Yeah. I think they've seen it's just a game and they may not like Trump personally, but you can't get away with the bomb throwing like he used to. And Biden is so old and so not cool.
Yes.
Ever. That there's just nothing to grab onto.
Yeah, we talk about policy a lot and how it's really tough for this administration to spin their policy because they don't have any policy.
Mm-hmm.
But we've talked that to death. What we haven't talked about is the fact that it's really tough for this administration to spin policy and the media to spin it for them because they can't do it. I mean, Joe Biden can't spin a quarter. Right. Like, he can't do anything. Corinne Jean-Pierre, his press secretary, is one of the worst press secretaries in modern history.
Yeah.
She can't spin anything. So they're really good at just kind of glossing over everything, but they can't do it. Not only do they have nothing to run on, they can't even put the gloss on it. It's amazing to me the dynamic of this race. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's part of this whole disruption that Trump has put into the political dynamic. It just throws all of the old conventional wisdom out the window.
It does.
And I think there's been an attempt with, because Saturday Night Live, which I don't watch, but occasionally you'll see a clip of something, they're actually actively mocking Biden now, but they're doing it in a...
It's kind of a lovable
like
a, way.
Yeah, but... like, isn't it kind of cute? He's just a doofus.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, when they've gone after Republicans, it's like biting.
Oh, yeah.
And so they can't... Nothing. They can't throw anything at Trump. They're trying to soften Biden that, oh, isn't it cute? And it's not really working. So it's almost there's a vacuum of cool. I don't know that there's, hey.
Yeah, it's not Barack Obama cool.
Right.
I get that. But there is this like edge to being Trump. And like this Trump, like anti-everything. I always picture, for whatever reason, like attitude-wise, a good friend of mine in college had a shirt that just said cash on it. And it had Johnny Cash. And the whole point of it was the middle finger right in the picture, like the center of the picture. It was just Johnny Cash. And of course, you listen to Johnny Cash music, and not all of it feels that way. But there's this like outlaw image.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I picture with Trump. And that's kind of cool. Like the American Rebellion thing very much favors Trump in this election.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that, but I think you're right. I think there's there's actually, thankfully, I think in the younger generation, there's starting to be a little bit of a backlash to the hypersensitivity woke stuff.
Yeah.
And Trump is unabashedly in your face.
He's the figurehead for that.
And... Yeah, so in that sense, he is kind of the cool one because he's sort of the anti...
He's like the anti-establishment,
yeah.
Which is so weird, having been the president of the United States, that you could still be the anti-establishment candidate.
And a billionaire.
Yeah. And like that you resonate with the working class almost exclusively, where the donor class, the billionaire class, just doesn't like you because you're a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you took the... youth angle on that and said, well, here's what, you know, I believe that the young people are seeing. That's cool. I actually took the other angle and I thought, and the reason I came to this conclusion is that when I see on Twitter or in the media or on our station for that matter, clips of people talking about Trump and either they're talking about how they don't like Biden or Democrats or they're talking about how they do like Trump, usually it's one or the other and they're not linked. Mm-hmm. But either one is fine. But the black voters and the Latino voters that are moving in droves away from Democrats and to Trump, and I don't say to Republicans on purpose.
Right.
And that does worry me past 2024,
mm-hmm.
is he ain't going to be on the ticket forever. And he's got this charisma thing that I'm listening to Nelly. And I guess I knew the song well enough to know how it goes, but not well enough to remember all the lyrics of the verses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he mentions Donald Trump in one of these random lyrics. And so does a song from Pink back in the mid-2000s. Like, he was a figure for lifestyles of the rich and famous that everybody wanted to attain. Mm-hmm. And so that music and stuff, that stuff, pop culture is still around. It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Nelly, you know, not as if Nelly's like a huge artist at this moment.
Right.
But he's not white, and he's talking to people, at least at that time, who were not necessarily me. I mean, probably a lot of my friends and contemporaries did like Nelly, mm-hmm. but that wasn't his original market. His original market was rap.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about a whole lot of people who've been exposed to Donald Trump being cool for a long time. And he has not disappointed. Like, he continues to be this outside-the-box guy. It just astounds me.
Well, and he'll talk about this occasionally. He was cool to the elites for a long time because they wanted his money.
Yep.
And they thought he agreed with them. So I guess it's you're right. I when I think of media, I think of everybody's targeting the 18 to 24 market or whatever it is, 34.
Yeah.
So I kind of gravitate to what are the young people thinking. But you bring up a good point, is that for the older people and some of the minority groups that are moving that way, it's definitely not a Republican shift. I think it is this idea that there's an alternative, because Republican still, I think, in a lot of adults' minds means
stuffy Mitt Romney kind of thing. Yeah.
And so Trump is the alternative to both parties.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's they've overplayed their hand so poorly on trying to attack him that most reasonable people are like, well, if everybody hates him, then there's probably something good about him.
Yeah.
So it is an interesting dynamic.
Long term, I do wonder if it's going to be enough. Now, like we said, it may not be Trump, but there is kind of something happening that says, yeah, but it ain't Democrats either. And that may last. I don't know what that turns into or what that looks like past 2024. But I will give you the results of our in-room poll.
Okay.
Kim St. Ange, Carl the Intern, Mark Cox, they all agreed. So, you're among the majority who believe that, yeah, Trump actually is the cool candidate going into 2024.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought the Republican would somehow be the cool candidate? Because it just never happens.
Never happens, yeah.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wiggins America.
Is wokeness in comedy on its last legs?
Well, I think it has to be. It has to be close to collapse, as my good friend James Lindsay said. It's about 12, 18 months before it collapses. It's entrenched power. And like right now, the Democrats have the entrenched power. It's the party. The Democrats now suddenly turned to not be the party of the people. Now they're the party of forever wars, and they're the party of censorship. And there's a direct proof now, thanks to Elon Musk buying Twitter for $44 billion. That was a nice little thing to do on the weekend, is that you could see that there's actual, talk about collusion with Russia, we have collusion, First Amendment, and of course the Justice Department will do nothing about it, but there's proof that the United States government colluded and told social media what they wanted to do, and that's a direct violation of a First American's First Amendment right.
That is Rob Schneider talking about the wokeness, and this kind of plays all into, not that Rob Schneider is who the kids are getting on Twitter, or TikTok for that matter, to see these days. Rob Schneider was super cool in my day, and at this point I know that he's doing Real Rob, but that was a few years ago, so I haven't seen what he's done since then. My point being that Rob Schneider is not necessarily like the spokesperson for Gen Z, but he is talking about something that we were just talking about with Old Roy about the cool factor between Democrats and Republicans this year. Specifically, I think take DNR off of it, because it's really more about Biden-Trump being the figureheads for the D and the R that we're talking about. And I think he's hitting a little bit of that. Not entirely. That's not the only reason, but that's a reason why you can kind of see the younger people turning against Biden. And it's not just because of his age. It's because of the woke stuff. Like, people are sick of being preached to. You watch all these old movies about, it's not something you see as much in modern movies because it's become such a trope that they don't use it quite as much. You still see it pop up every now and then of the angry country preacher who's yelling about hell and who's very judgmental. You know, you've seen that character 1,000 times. That character is always off-putting. Why? Because they're super judgmental and there's no grace or love in what they're saying, which is the opposite of almost every single actual pastor that I've ever met, but I digress. That's what woke culture has become, is super, super preachy, unlikable people who have no grace in what they're talking about to you, at least on the public facade. Now, I don't know about meeting somebody in person who's trying to push those things, whether they would be just as bold. Because it's like that conversation almost exists entirely on the internet. Maybe you personally have dealt with it once in a great while. I'm sure I have too. I can't come up with a great example of it right now. But I bring this article up and I play that clip because we're already talking about the topic. Listen to this. This is from Politico, okay? This isn't from Fox News. This isn't from a right-leaning publication. Politico. Polls show that young voters are going for Trump. Now, they're not talking about a poll. They're talking about all polls are showing that young voters are shifting to Trump. It says something weird is happening beneath the overall stability of the early 2024 polling, and it's either a sign of a massive electoral realignment or that the polls are wrong again. Polls show that former President Donald Trump is ascendant with the youngest block of the electorate, even leading President Joe Biden in some surveys, as less engaged young voters spurn Biden. Now, here's the twist. Meanwhile, Biden is stronger with seniors than he was 4 years ago, even as his personal image is significantly diminished since he was elected last time. It's such an inversion, and it's so interesting. It really plays right into the conversation that we've been having about who is the cool candidate. Because while the cool candidate is usually a Democrat, really what they want is like somebody who ruffles feathers and shakes things up if things are not great. And young voters always think things are bad. They always want progress. You know, that. I mean, that's the nature of being young, is you're like, what's next? I'm going to change the world, right? So this year, that seems to be inverted, where Donald Trump is the change candidate, therefore the cool candidate, and Joe Biden is the status quo, therefore he's liked more by older voters. Now, the one thing to be concerned about here is that older voters are more reliable than younger voters. So if that's a one-for-one swap, that's actually negative for Donald Trump. It's not including all the other demographics you've heard many times. We've talked about them. Black voters, specifically black men, Latino voters, specifically Latino men, are shifting to Trump in droves. Will that be beyond this? Don't know, but they are for Trump. Now, there's a lot of methodology here, and of course, I love polls, so there's a lot to talk about what you see. Is it actually a one-for-one switch, like I said, or not? The more interesting thing to me is the perception shift that's happening, because that could mean a lot come November. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more from Old Roy, and then we're going to have a reporter from the Epoch Times who has made a documentary called Border Wars. We've talked to her in the past, but we're going to catch up with her. That's all this hour here on Wiggins America. Roy, I don't know if we plan on going real long here, but I got one question for you.
Yep.
And it, again, is about Donald Trump, not to make the whole show about Trump, but at this point it is. We are conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And we get accused a lot of, you hear this from liberals, Trump is just using you. They'll say this especially to Christians. Like, he's not a moral guy. Well, I agree. he's not. But people will accuse you of being a conservative or a Christian or whatever it is and say, here are your values. Trump is not that. So he's using you for his own gain. He doesn't care about you. He's just using you to get power. Okay? So my question is Trump actually using us, or are we using Trump? Because he isn't all those things. Are we using him to get across our policy that we actually want implemented, knowing that, yeah, he's not exactly what we would want, but he can do it?
I think you are 100% correct.
In both accounts?
We are, because I have this argument with some of my Republican conservative friends who are still, they don't like Trump. And it's like, well, you know, he tweets dumb stuff and he makes bad decisions. And it usually comes down on that conventional wisdom. He's not your typical conservative politician. And the argument that I've made is exactly what you said, is that it's not that all of these people, this Trump, this MAGA stuff, isn't people worshiping this guy, Trump, and just, you know, longing for every piece of wisdom he spouts out. It's he's the guy who's going to do what we want. So I didn't think of it the way you just put it, but that's actually really brilliant, I think, is that we're picking him much more than in any other election I can remember in my lifetime, maybe Reagan to a certain extent. But it's usually Bob Dole,
yeah.
You know, McCain.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the lesser of two. But with Trump, it's like, it's not because he's Trump. It's not because he says specific things that might be offensive. I think those people who pay close enough attention, I would question the one thing you said is I think he is a moral guy. I think he's grown up in a world of
fast cars and fast women.
Right. So he's had access to everything. Everything he's ever done has been Christian, but you hear these stories about his kindness and his generosity and his sincerity when he's one-on-one with people. And that's not fake because he doesn't broadcast it. He doesn't do photo ops showing him being nice to somebody. That's always stuff you hear about.
You know, it's interesting that you point that out because I've heard those same stories. Most people probably have run across one of those random features that somebody did with a person who happened to know Trump back when they were an elevator operator or whatever it was. And I never thought about it that way, that these are stories, because I always thought about, well, the outlet is broadcasting this because they want it to be, like it's Newsmax or something. I never thought about it, the fact that this person didn't have anything to gain from that.
Yeah.
This person, and some of these things happened way before he was president, so it wasn't like he was campaigning,
right?
You know, but even if he were campaigning, you don't go up to one person and like find out that their mom just died and then say, hey, you know what, why don't you go out to dinner with your husband on me tonight and you guys go have a good time or whatever it is, those random stories,
right.
You know,
right.
And you hear a lot of those about him. So that is true. He does seem to have a heart for the individual.
Well, and which is why I think he connects with the blue collar and the conservatives, is because there's a sincerity, as bombastic as he can be in the act that this character that he plays, which is part of his business acumen.
Yeah.
It's a strategy that he uses. All of that aside, deep down, I think people who pay attention realize that he's a results guy. So does he have deep core, you know, philosophical beliefs? I don't know. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't either.
But the bigger issue is what you started with, is that he doesn't have to tiptoe around an appearance he'll just go do it. And that's what most of us are longing for, is somebody who has nothing to lose, who you can't buy, you can't intimidate him. And he's going to fix it, or at least make a move in that direction. And he's the only guy that can. So it's not about this cult of personality around Trump. It's about, we need a fighter and we choose him.
It's so weird. It's constant contradictions that we talk about with him, because you sort of pin him down and he's like an oily, you know, GAC Nickelodeon thing, where you try to pin him and it just doesn't quite work, because you can say about him all day that he's thin skinned and like everything that anybody says gets under his skin. At the same time, the dude is so thick skinned that he's been going through stuff that nobody would be able to go through for now almost 10 years to possibly win the presidency again. I mean, all the lawfare stuff, like, you got to be tough as nails to go through a lot of this stuff, and the media and all the investigations and all this stuff. It's so weird to have somebody who's both of those things. And you could apply that to so many things about Trump. I will conclude this. Please, whatever point you're going to make, like, make it, because I just, what astounds me is that we live in this time that I really believe, I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
Maybe things are always this crazy now. I don't know. But I really believe that we will, no matter what, look back at this 10 years, roughly 2015 through, actually, it'll end up being almost 15 if he wins, that he will have been the center of like the political universe, and in some ways like the pop culture universe of not just the United States, but the world, for over a decade, that we're going to look back on this and say, man, wasn't that crazy? And books will be written and podcasts will be done and people will do what we're doing right now. But way in the future, like, this is such a weird season of America and the world that I just, I'm almost like happy to be doing what we're doing while it's happening, so that when I'm old, I can say, yeah, and I was right in the thick of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, small potatoes, but hey, this is what we do.
Yeah, I it is amazing the impact, and we're not even going to know the full impact until decades from now.
I mean, there's still histories being written about it still.
But to go back to one thing you said, with the dichotomy, apparently, of Trump, is, and this is another conversation I have with other conservatives, is he's not thin-skinned. That's the game. People who try to think about, how am I going to defend myself, you get sucked into the weeds, and you end up chasing down a rabbit hole, and you lose the pulpit. But think about how clever it is to say, you criticize me, and I say, nuh-uh, you are. I just ended the conversation. You're fake news. Move on. It's all a tactic. He's not thin. He doesn't. Obviously, you pointed out, if he was that sensitive, he could not have survived what he's been put through. It's all part of the game, the art of the deal. It's you have to control the conversation, and sometimes the most effective way to control it is to be ridiculous.
You know what? I'll give you that, just because it's proven to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, he, it's got to be his personality too. It can't just be that he's that calculated of a politician. That's got to be a lot of just, well, that's just who he is too.
Oh, I think that's part of it.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. I didn't say it was a... Nicole McCaw is on the phone with us. Nicole, I think we've spoken before about your documentary Border Wars.
Absolutely.
So you are here to talk about a current event that has been kind of rising to the surface, I think deserves more attention, about Fermín García Gutiérrez, a 46-year-old illegal immigrant who was arrested about a week and a half ago for the death of a man in Hamilton, Ohio. So after the body was located in an alley, García Gutiérrez was taken into custody. And then what happens in this story, Nicole?
You know, we take a look at those American citizens who assault officers or commit crimes. They're instantly taken, punished. Look at
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This hour here on Wiggins America. Roy, I don't know if we plan on going real long here, but I got one question for you.
Yep.
And it, again, is about Donald Trump, not to make the whole show about Trump, but at this point it is. We are conservatives. And we get accused a lot of, you hear this from liberals, Trump is just using you. They'll say this especially to Christians. Like, he's not a moral guy. Well, I agree. he's not. But people will accuse you of being a conservative or a Christian or whatever it is and say, here are your values. Trump is not that. So he's using you for his own gain. He doesn't care about you. He's just using you to get power. Okay? So my question is Trump actually using us? Or are we using Trump? Because he isn't all those things. Are we using him to get across our policy that we actually want implemented, knowing that, yeah, he's not exactly what we would want, but he can do it?
I think you are 100% correct.
In both accounts?
We are, because I have this argument with some of my Republican conservative friends who are still, they don't like Trump. And it's like, well, you know, he tweets dumb stuff and he makes bad decisions. And it usually comes down on that conventional wisdom. He's not your typical conservative politician. And the argument that I've made is exactly what you said, is that it's not that all of these people, this Trump, this MAGA stuff, isn't people worshiping this guy, Trump, and just, you know, longing for every piece of wisdom he spouts out. It's he's the guy who's going to do what we want. So I didn't think of it the way you just put it, but that's actually really brilliant, I think, is that we're picking him much more than in any other election I can remember in my lifetime. Maybe Reagan to a certain extent. But it's usually Bob Dole,
yeah.
You know, McCain.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the lesser of two. But with Trump, it's like, it's not because he's Trump. It's not because he says specific things that might be offensive. I think those people who pay close enough attention, I would question the one thing you said is I think he is a moral guy. I think he's grown up in a world of
fast cars and fast women.
Right. So
he's had access to everything.
Everything he's ever done has been Christian, but You hear these stories about his kindness and his generosity and his sincerity when he's one-on-one with people. And that's not fake because he doesn't broadcast it. He doesn't do photo ops showing him being nice to somebody. That's always stuff you hear about.
You know, it's interesting that you point that out because I've heard those same stories. Most people probably have run across one of those random features that somebody did with a person who happened to know Trump back when they were an elevator operator or whatever it was. And I never thought about it that way, that these are stories, because I always thought about, well, the outlet is broadcasting this because they want it to be, like it's Newsmax or something. I never thought about it, the fact that this person didn't have anything to gain from that.
Yeah.
This person, and some of these things happened way before he was president, so it wasn't like he was campaigning,
right?
You know, but even if he were campaigning, you don't go up to one person and like find out that their mom just died and then say, hey, you know what? Why don't you go out to dinner with your husband on me tonight, and you guys go have a good time, or whatever it is. Those random stories,
right.
You know?
Right.
And you hear a lot of those about him. So that is true. He does seem to have a heart for the individual.
Well, and which is why I think he connects with the blue collar and the conservatives, is because there's a sincerity, as bombastic as he can be, in mm-hmm. the act that this character that he plays, which is part of his business acumen.
Yeah.
It's a strategy that he uses. All of that aside, deep down, I think people who pay attention realize that he's a results guy. So does he have deep core, you know, philosophical beliefs? I don't know. There's no way to know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But the bigger issue is what you started with, is that he doesn't have to tiptoe around an appearance he'll just go do it. And that's what most of us are longing for, is somebody who has nothing to lose, who you can't buy, you can't intimidate him, and he's going to fix it, or at least make a move
mm-hmm.
in that direction. And he's the only guy that can. So it's not about this cult of personality around Trump. It's about, we need a fighter, and we choose him.
It's so weird. It's constant contradictions that we talk about with him, because you sort of pin him down, and he's like an oily, you know, GAC Nickelodeon thing,
yeah.
where you try to pin him, and it just doesn't quite work, because you can say about him all day that he's thin skinned, and like everything that anybody says gets under his skin. At the same time, the dude is so thick skinned that he's been going through stuff that nobody would be able to go through for now almost 10 years to possibly win the presidency again. I mean, all the lawfare stuff, like, you got to be tough as nails to go through a lot of this stuff, and the media and all the investigations and all this stuff. It's so weird to have somebody who's both of those things. And you could apply that to so many things about Trump. I will conclude this. Please, whatever point you're going to make, like, make it, because I just, what astounds me is that we live in this time that I really believe, I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
Maybe things are always this crazy now. I don't know. But I really believe that we will, no matter what, look back at this 10 years, roughly 2015 through, actually it'll end up being almost 15 if he wins,
mm-hmm.
that he will have been the center of like the political universe, and in some ways like the pop culture universe of not just the United States, but the world, for over a decade, that we're going to look back on this and say, man, wasn't that crazy? And books will be written, and podcasts will be done, and people will do what we're doing right now, but way in the future. Like, this is such a weird season of America and the world that I'm almost like happy to be doing what we're doing while it's happening, so that when I'm old, I can say, yeah, and I was right in the thick of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, small potatoes, but hey, this is what we do.
Yeah. It is amazing the impact, and we're not even going to know the full impact until decades from now.
I mean, there's still histories being written about it still.
But to go back to one thing you said, with the dichotomy, apparently, of Trump, is, and this is another conversation I have with other conservatives, is he's not thin-skinned. That's the game. People who try to think about, how am I going to defend myself, you get sucked into the weeds, and you end up chasing down a rabbit hole, and you lose the pulpit. But think about how clever it is to say, you criticize me, and I say, nuh-uh, you are. I just ended the conversation. You're fake news. Move on. It's all a tactic. He's not thin-skinned. He doesn't. Obviously, you pointed out, if he was that sensitive, he could not have survived what he's been put through. It's all part of the game, the art of the deal. It's you have to control the conversation, and sometimes the most effective way to control it is to be ridiculous.
You know what? I'll give you that. just because it's proven to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be his personality too. It can't just be that he's that calculated of a politician. That's got to be a lot of just, well, that's just who he is too.
Oh, I think that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. I didn't say it was a... Nicole McCaw is on the phone with us. Nicole, I think we've spoken before about your documentary Border Wars.
Absolutely.
So you are here to talk about a current event that has been kind of rising to the surface, I think deserves more attention, about Fermín García Gutiérrez, a 46-year-old illegal immigrant who was arrested about a week and a half ago for the death of a man in Hamilton, Ohio. So after the body was located in an alley, García Gutiérrez was taken into custody. And then what happens in this story, Nicole?
You know, we take a look at those American citizens who assault officers or commit crimes. They're instantly taken, punished. Look at the January 6th individuals. But when it comes to individuals who have come into the country illegally, especially this guy, he's used several fake names. He's already been extradited. But because the border is open, he was able to come back and commit these crimes.
So with Fermín García Gutiérrez, who is at fault here? Because is this local law enforcement? Is this federal? I mean, who do we point the finger at?
I mean, I would love to take a look at. There's multiple threads to take a look at. Who's responsible? So, yes, the current administration is responsible. The border is so open that one of the teams that are featured in my documentary film went to find a girl. This was last month, okay? Last month, boots on the ground operation, went into Mexico. This girl had been missing 10 years. She's an American. She gave birth to two children born in okay, they'd never been to a playground. They didn't have children's toys. They were solely for to be sold for sex trafficking. They went to find her. They tried to come back through customs, and they couldn't. They wouldn't allow her into her paperwork isn't legitimate enough as an American. So do you know what they did? Can you guess what they did to bring her back in?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
No, literally crossed in illegally.
Wow.
Literally crossed, right?
Wow. That's crazy because I've heard so many people, you know, I was just talking to a good friend of mine who is living abroad, and he said it is very, very difficult for him to go through all the proper channels, knowing somebody, yeah, he's actually married to and his kids are foreign, so like foreign passports, you know, it's like, so he has to deal with all this paperwork being an American citizen who's married to somebody who wasn't originally American citizen. And he's like, I could just go, just like you just said, I could just walk across the border with my family and be treated better than trying to follow the laws.
Absolutely. This blew my mind, and this was last month when they found her. She'd been missing for 10 years, gave birth to two children, I mean, that who are enslaved just for sex trafficking. I mean, right now, the narcotics traffickers want to be human traffickers because this is an industry. We'll just use Texas alone, okay? These individuals who are in the business industry of sex trafficking, they're making $22 million a day. Times that by 30, then times that number by 365.
$22 million a day for illegal sex trafficking across our border.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
Incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And Nicole, I gotta, you know, when I hear these numbers, they almost seem so surreal that I want a comparison. So I'm assuming that during the Trump era, since that's the most recent Republican or different president for that matter, if during the years between 2017 and 2020, these numbers have got to be way, way up from that presidential era, right?
Okay, so from my understanding, when we took a look at, we worked with different former three-letter agency agents, whether that was the DOD, the CIA, DOJ, Homeland Security. And when we worked with these individuals, they showed us and shared reports on the trafficking numbers, where they're coming from. And this was before the Ukraine-Russian situation that we're experiencing right now. And they told me, just wait till this Ukrainian war starts. We're going to see a significant increase of trafficking. And I said, what do you mean? They said that what happens is individuals use the war situation to actually say, okay, we got visa programs, send your daughters. So I said, okay, we went undercover to Club 11 that's based out of Miami. All those girls are being trafficked out of there through visa programs. And I watched interviews where the girl said, yes, I'm from Kiev. I came on a visa program. My parents got money twice that I was supposed to be making from this program, getting a better life. And then after that, my parents haven't heard from me since then. And they threatened everyone in my family if I didn't work for them. And so these are the type of situations where during the previous administration, we didn't see this because people didn't have the audacity to continue to committing these crimes against humanity, especially China, the CCP.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Nicole McCaw from Border Wars. That's the name of the documentary. You can find it at borderwarsdoc.com. So borderwarsdoc.com if you want to see it. Nicole, as you've been working on this documentary, it has to be strange because the minute you're finishing up with it, it's like more and more things keep happening. So it's like you have to be working on the sequel while you're working on the original.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of ties into the trafficking that leads to also with the fentanyl coming in. They're using bodies and stuffing them full of fentanyl. We've seen that. We've found shipping containers of dead children and families who are coming over. who seem to be families. You know, we collected 100 illegals in one night. 48 were men. The rest were children that were zip-tied and sedated on Zoloft. So these aren't families coming for a better life and the prestige of the Constitution. They're being trafficked for labor, their organs, working for the cartels, bringing in as narcotic traffickers, human traffickers. That's what we're facing right now from every community, from the Midwest all the way to the top of the East Coast in New England.
Nicole, as you've been working on this project, this Border Wars project, what has... You know, I'm sure you went into it with expectations that you were going to see. You know, you're going to the dangerous parts of the country at this point. You're going into places to see things that, you know, maybe aren't being reported. Things that's why we're talking to you, so that you can report them. But is there anything that you're like, this is an unreported or underreported fact? You know, this is something that I've seen that people are just not talking about enough.
I want to talk about the 60 to 80% of the women and children that are being raped at the border and the rape trees that we have on American soil that our military, our Border Patrol can't address because those who are currently in the administration with the right powers, they aren't doing anything about it. So that's on them. That's on their hands. What disturbed me as well is that you'll have these groomers online. You'll see in the documentary, Christy Moore, that's her name in the film. She shared her journey about what it's like as an American woman from Action Park, New Jersey, to be trafficked by a handler that groomed her online for 3 years as 12, 13, 14, met up with her, took her to Long Island, New York, held her in a basement for 3 years, and sold her 20 to 30 times a night to local construction workers.
Nicole, I don't want to necessarily ask you a question about Joe Biden because I think the guy is almost completely clueless, but there are people running this show. Do they know about these things and just don't care, or do they not even know how bad it's gotten? Well, I mean, what do you think?
I do think that with the reports that I read as a civilian, someone who doesn't have any type of clearance, so my information, you know, is even underreported that what I'm allowed to read, I think they are very well aware of what's happening in the country. I do think it's a part of a communist agenda. And look at Ronald Reagan, okay? Great president. He did a lot of great things for the country. He was against the commies. And he talked about 3 million individuals who work for the government in the 80s who are against the American people. Can you imagine the number that we're facing now? But here's the hope. I would love to, like, I know we're doom and gloom here, but there is a bright side to our situation, believe it or not, my friend.
I'm all ears. Please do tell.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Okay. It only took 2% of the colonial population to create the Continental Army. They beat the most strategized, the most financially secure, and the largest and strongest military in the world for a decade. They hung in there, and they beat them. It only took 2%. So we got this. We have a lot of unsung American heroes who are doing good works locally. If you look state to state, we will see the red wave in November. And here's, check the numbers, because numbers don't lie, right? Well, unless it's the 2020 election. Madness Dominion. Okay. Back to the facts. So state to state, you'll see that you'll have the largest number of registered Republican voters since 2016. State to state. That includes the state of Florida. That's where I live, Southwest Florida. We have 863,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats this year in this state. And never in the history have we seen that before. So we're going to see a red wave. We will see it. They know they're going down. Look how scared they are.
Nicole, you are talking my language now. I love talking numbers and I love talking polls. We are out of time, though, and I want to make sure that you give people the opportunity to see Border Wars, BorderWarsDoc.com. Once they go to the website, BorderWarsDoc.com, how do they see the movie?
Okay, you can rent it, you can buy it, or you can get a DVD to support our mission, because the next film will go towards exposing the Chinese Communist Party and their fentanyl corruption onto the American people and children. So it's funding the next film. So please support.
Nicole, please keep us in mind next time you need to promote anything. I love talking to you. Like I said, I think this is the second or third time that we've talked about Border Wars. So definitely something you should see. BorderWarsDoc.com. Nicole, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And thanks for listening to Wiggins America this week. Of course, if you missed any of the show, we always tell you at the very end, you can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America. I do believe if you just type in Border Wars, that would also come up, but it's BorderWarsDoc.com. Thanks for listening this week. We will, of course, see you next weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I didn't say it was a...
Nicole McCaw is on the phone with us. Nicole, I think we've spoken before about your documentary Border Wars.
Absolutely.
So you are here to talk about a current event that has been kind of rising to the surface, I think deserves more attention, about Fermin Garcia Gutierrez, a 46-year-old illegal immigrant who was arrested about a week and a half ago for the death of a man in Hamilton, Ohio. So after the body was located in an alley, Garcia Gutierrez was taken into custody. And then what happens in this story, Nicole?
You know, we take a look at those American citizens who assault officers or commit crimes. They're instantly taken, punished. Look at the January 6th individuals. But when it comes to individuals who have come into the country illegally, especially this guy, he's used several fake names. He's already been extradited. But because the border is open, he was able to come back and commit these crimes.
So with Fermin Garcia Gutierrez, who is at fault here? Because is this local law enforcement? Is this federal? I mean, who do we point the finger at?
I mean, I would love to take a look at. There's multiple threads to take a look at. Who's responsible? So, yes, the current administration is responsible. The border is so open that one of the teams that are featured in my documentary film went to find a girl. This was last month, okay? Last month, boots on the ground operation, went into Mexico. This girl had been missing 10 years. She's an American. She gave birth to two children born. Okay, they've never been to a playground. They didn't have children's toys. They were solely for to be sold for sex trafficking. They went to find her. They tried to come back through customs, and they couldn't. They wouldn't allow her into her paperwork isn't legitimate enough as an American. So do you know what they did? Can you guess what they did to bring her back in?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
No, literally crossed in illegally.
Wow.
Literally crossed, right?
Wow. That's crazy, because I've heard so many people, you know, I was just talking to a good friend of mine who is living abroad, and he said it is very, very difficult for him to go through all the proper channels, knowing somebody. Yeah, he's actually married to, and his kids are foreign, so like foreign passports, you know. It's like, so he has to deal with all this paperwork, being an American citizen who's married to somebody who wasn't originally American citizen. And he's like, I could just go, just like you just said, I could just walk across the border with my family and be treated better than trying to follow the laws.
Absolutely. This blew my mind, and this was last month when they found her. She'd been missing for 10 years, gave birth to 2 children, I mean, that who are enslaved just for sex trafficking. I mean, right now, the narcotics traffickers want to be human traffickers because this is an industry. We'll just use Texas alone, okay? These individuals who are in the business industry of sex trafficking, they're making $22 million a day. Times that by 30, then times that number by 365.
$22 million a day for illegal sex trafficking across our border.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
Incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And Nicole, I gotta, you know, when I hear these numbers, they almost seem so surreal that I want a comparison. So I'm assuming that during the Trump era, since that's the most recent Republican or different president for that matter, if during the years between 2017 and 2020, these numbers have got to be way, way up from that presidential era, right?
Okay, so from my understanding, when we took a look at, we worked with different former three-letter agency agents, whether that was the DOD, the CIA, DOJ, Homeland Security. And when we worked with these individuals, they showed us and shared reports on the trafficking numbers, where they're coming from. And this was before the Ukraine-Russian situation that we're experiencing right now. And they told me, just wait till this Ukrainian war starts. We're going to see a significant increase of trafficking. And I said, what do you mean? They said that what happens is individuals use the war situation to actually say, okay, we got visa programs, send your daughters. So I said, okay, we went undercover to Club 11 that's based out of Miami. All those girls are being trafficked out of there through visa programs. And I watched interviews where the girl said, yes, I'm from Kiev. I came on a visa program. My parents got money twice that I was supposed to be making from this program, getting a better life. And then after that, my parents haven't heard from me since then. And they threatened everyone in my family if I didn't work for them. And so these are the type of situations where during the previous administration, we didn't see this because people didn't have the audacity to continue to committing these crimes against humanity, especially China, the CCP.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Nicole McCaw from Border Wars. That's the name of the documentary. You can find it at borderwarsdoc.com. So borderwarsdoc.com if you want to see it. Nicole, as you've been working on this documentary, it has to be strange because the minute you're finishing up with it, it's like more and more things keep happening. So it's like you have to be working on the sequel while you're working on the original.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of ties into the trafficking that leads to also with the fentanyl coming in. They're using bodies and stuffing them full of fentanyl. We've seen that. We've found shipping containers of dead children and families who are coming over. who seem to be families. You know, we collected 100 illegals in one night. 48 were men. The rest were children that were zip-tied and sedated on Zoloft. So these aren't families coming for a better life and the prestige of the Constitution. They're being trafficked for labor, their organs, working for the cartels, bringing in as narcotic traffickers, human traffickers. That's what we're facing right now from every community, from the Midwest all the way to the top of the East Coast in New England.
Nicole, as you've been working on this project, this Border Wars project, what has... You know, I'm sure you went into it with expectations that you were going to see, you know, you're going to the dangerous parts of the country at this point. You're going into places to see things that, you know, maybe aren't being reported, things that's why we're talking to you, so that you can report them. But is there anything that you're like, this is an unreported or underreported fact? You know, this is something that I've seen that people are just not talking about enough.
I want to talk about the 60 to 80% of the women and children that are being raped at the border and the rape trees that we have on American soil that our military, our border patrol can't address because those who are currently in the administration with the right powers, they aren't doing anything about it. So that's on them. That's on their hands. What disturbed me as well is that you'll have these groomers online. You'll see in the documentary, Christy Moore, that's her name in the film. She shared her journey about what it's like as an American woman from Action Park, New Jersey, to be trafficked by a handler that groomed her online for 3 years as 12, 13, 14, met up with her, took her to Long Island, New York, held her in a basement for 3 years, and sold her 20 to 30 times a night to local construction workers.
Nicole, I don't want to necessarily ask you a question about Joe Biden, because I think the guy is almost completely clueless, but there are people running this show. Do they know about these things and just don't care, or do they not even know how bad it's gotten? Well, I mean, what do you think?
I do think that with the reports that I read as a civilian, someone who doesn't have any type of clearance, so my information, you know, is even underreported that what I'm allowed to read, I think they are very well aware of what's happening in the country. I do think it's a part of a communist agenda. And look at Ronald Reagan, okay? Great president. He did a lot of great things for the country. He was against the commies. And he talked about 3 million individuals who work for the government in the 80s who are against the American people. Can you imagine the number that we're facing now? But here's the hope. I would love to, like, I know we're doom and gloom here, but there is a bright side to our situation, believe it or not, my friend.
I'm all ears. Please do tell.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Okay. It only took 2% of the colonial population to create the Continental Army. They beat the most strategized, the most financially secure, and the largest and strongest military in the world for a decade. They hung in there, and they beat them. It only took 2%. So we got this. We have a lot of unsung American heroes who are doing good works locally. If you look state to state, we will see the red wave in November. And here's, check the numbers, because numbers don't lie, right? Well, unless it's the 2020 election. Madness Dominion. Okay. Back to the facts. So state to state, you'll see that you'll have the largest number of registered Republican voters since 2016. State to state. That includes the state of Florida. That's where I live, Southwest Florida. We have 863,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats this year in this state. And never in the history have we seen that before. So we're going to see a red wave. We will see it. They know they're going down. Look how scared they are.
Nicole, you are talking my language now. I love talking numbers and I love talking polls. We are out of time, though, and I want to make sure that you give people the opportunity to see Border Wars, borderwarsdoc.com. Once they go to the website, borderwarsdoc.com, how do they see the movie?
Okay, you can rent it, you can buy it, or you can get a DVD to support our mission, because the next film will go towards exposing the Chinese Communist Party and their fentanyl corruption onto the American people and children. So it's funding the next film. So please support.
Nicole, please keep us in mind next time you need to promote anything. I love talking to you. Like I said, I think this is the second or third time that we've talked about Border Wars. So definitely something you should see. BorderWarsDoc.com. Nicole, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And thanks for listening to Wiggins America this week. Of course, if you missed any of the show, we always tell you at the very end, you can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America. I do believe if you just type in Border Wars, that would also come up, but it's borderwarsdoc.com. Thanks for listening this week. We will, of course, see you next weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.